Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey there, networkers, Shannon here. Today's story is from one of the co-hosts of Sky Talkers podcast, which you may remember was one of the first things that finally helped me get into Star Wars fandom. She's delightful, one of the biggest Ben Solo stans I know, and further convinces me every week that Niku is in fact the First Order spy. But anyway, welcome to episode 3 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi everyone, this is Caitlin from Sky Talkers Podcast. So how did I get into Star Wars? Personally, I love my Star Wars story because it is so tied to my podcast, Sky Talkers. I first saw Star Wars when I was 13 years old, and my best friend and co-host of Sky Talkers, Charlotte, was the one who introduced me to Star Wars. We were in middle school, and it was 2006 or 2005, and so Revenge of the Sith had just come out on DVD, and Charlotte was obsessed with it, and she couldn't find anyone else to be obsessed with it with her, and so we made this deal that if I would watch Star Wars with her, she would watch my favorite thing, which at the time happened to be Sailor Moon. And so we spent a couple weekends and watched all the movies, and while Charlotte never really got into Sailor Moon, I think it's safe to say that I really got into Star Wars into a big way. And we haven't looked back since. So I love my Star Wars story, and it is a big part of Charlotte and I's friendship, so it means a lot to me. So I engage with fandom mainly through Twitter and my podcast. Those are the big ways that I think it's where I've made the most online friends, where I found a lot of community in the Star Wars fandom. A lot of that is through Twitter and getting to know people through the podcast as well. And Star Wars has always positively impacted my life. I don't think it's ever had a negative effect on my life in any sense of the word. I mean, even before the podcast, it was the thing that I obsessed over with my best friend. It was really kind of this undercurrent for our friendship since the very beginning. Honestly, I mean, watching Star Wars together in middle school was one of the first things that we did when we first became friends. So it really has been there from the beginning. So it gave me my best friend, which is of course super important. But now since like joining the online community, starting the podcast, it's just given me so many other relationships and online real friendships and community that I don't really think I believed would happen. When we started the podcast, I knew that we would get to know people online. I don't think I anticipated how much I would get to know people and how much I would love it too. I don't think I thought that you could actually make genuine relationships with people online because I hadn't made any up until that point. But now I'm happy to say that I was completely wrong about that. And two and a half years later now, I'm not sure. There are so many people that I know and care about. Some of them that I've met in person and some I haven't had the pleasure yet, but they're real and genuine friendships all the same. So this year in Star Wars, I don't think there's anything I'm not looking forward to. 2019 is going to be a crazy year in the Star Wars world. It already has been, and it's only going to continue to become more and more crazy. The thing I'm looking forward to most, though, is definitely Episode 9, of course. And of course, that's coming at the very end of the year, right? But I mean, there's Galaxy's Edge, there's The Mandalorian, there's Resistance, which I'm loving so much so far. Season 1 finale of Resistance, Season 2 starting up, The Clone Wars is probably coming back, I mean Disney Play, Galaxy's Edge, literally what isn't coming down the line for Star Wars this year. I'm looking forward to it all, honestly, but of course I'm a huge Skywalker stan, so I'm really looking forward to Episode 9. Thank you guys so much and talk to you soon.
You
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Caitlin Plesher, and you can find her at Caitlin Plesher or at SkyTalkersPod. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to all of our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find the network at Network 1901 and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.